Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
School budget and school board votes occurred yesterday around New York State. You have a recap of what's occurred in our region.
Yeah, a handful of our reporters have a general report, and the prevailing word is that as of last night, budgets across the board in the capital region passed, and it looks like a lot of them actually just cruised to passage. This was the year where voters were going to vote on budgets that are affected by this huge influx of federal stimulus money to New York State, which has resulted in just record numbers in the state education to these districts. So this year, the general trend here is that passage across the board, and especially some of the districts that we've seen where budgets haven't passed in the last couple of years. So, you know, one of the areas that really has been in a fiscal crisis in recent years in Johnstown and Fulton County, voters there, they passed their budget first time in 4 years. And then a number of other districts where, you know, usually there's support in the districts, but there was overwhelming support this year. Chalmont District in Schenectady County, they had 87% positive vote. Amsterdam had a 71% favorability. The only area where we saw really any kind of a chance that it might not pass was in Niskayuna. It did pass, but it was just a pretty tight margin of 53%. And that's a budget that, you know, they've been grappling with issues over possible job cuts, et cetera. So the district that we really focused probably the most on was in Schenectady, where this is a district that some people have described it as in crisis in recent years, where the voter turnout really reflected this too. Our education reporter, Zach Madsen, went out and talked to voters. It was a really frustrated block of voters. And we talked to some folks who said that they were just frustrated that the district, how they've handled both the loss of the superintendent last year under a cloud of concern over his conduct. And then even more importantly, over this past year, they did a whole 1 year search to try to replace that superintendent. And after a year, they failed to get somebody. And so voter after voter described it as a dysfunctional board. People said they were frustrated. And so it showed in the results. So the voters passed that budget. But the only school board member who was seeking reelection from the prior board or the current board, he was rejected. And the voters put in two new candidates. So that school board, when they get reseated in July, will be an all-woman board. And they'll have two new faces. And it really reflects, I think, what the voters there are trying to say, that we're not happy with what's happened so far, and we need things to change in Schenectady.
Miles Reed is the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.